Ask veterans why they joined the military, and you'll get a variety of answers. Many use it as a stepping stone once they get back to the civilian world. But sometimes soldiers make some serious mistakes once they leave the service, and that can make the transition to civilian life even tougher. As a part of our Veterans Coming Home project, WHYY's Laura Benchoff talked to three men who committed crimes after serving in the military about what they're doing with their second chances.
You would press the enter key on the keyboard.
45-year-old Shaf Randolph is taking a basic computer software class at the Veterans Multi-Services Center in Philadelphia. He already knows Microsoft Office, so he lends a hand when other veterans in class get stuck.
Over to the right.
Randolph is trying to get back on his feet after serving 8 years in prison. He says his crimes were less of a misstep and more the result of a bad environment.
I went back hanging with the same crowd I was hanging with before because they was doing the same exact thing, and I just went right back and adapted to my same old environment.
During the first Gulf War, Randolph spent 4 years in the United States Navy as an electrician who serviced fighter jets. But after he finished his tour, he says he had no luck finding civilian aviation jobs.
You can go to an airport, but when you go to an airport and tell them I used to be an aviation electrician that's made on a United States aircraft carrier, I can tell them 4 years I did it. But they want certifications for that. You don't get no type of certification.
Back in North Philadelphia's Logan section, where he grew up, he turned to selling drugs and doing odd jobs. While the armed services do market military experience as a stepping stone to a civilian career, for the kind of work Randolph did, you need more than 1,000 hours of additional training to work in the private sector. Like Randolph, veteran Bill Cobb hoped more doors would swing open for him after he served in the military.
I had no intentions of ever joining the military, but as I felt my options for doing something to escape the inevitable outcomes that most people in my neighborhood are forced to deal with, I enlisted in the Air Force.
At 20, while working part-time and taking classes at LaSalle University, he joined the Air Force Reserves. A few months later, his unit was called up to serve in Germany.
It was the most serious job that I ever had. It was the most structured job that I ever had. It was an opportunity to make more money than I ever had.
Cobb worked as a medical specialist at a MASH unit, unloading hundreds of patients from C-130 airplanes, carrying wounded from Iraqi battlefields. He was quickly promoted to the head of a small team. That flush of responsibility and leadership ended when his unit was deactivated a few months later. He went back to school and his part-time jobs, including one as a delivery man. While he was serving, some of his coworkers at UPS had earned full-time union jobs. But for Cobb, the clock had stopped running.
And I'm like, dude, I went away for war, and I didn't volunteer to do this. I was called and I had to go. Like, that's not fair. I want a promotion. I want to be where my friends are.
Cobb, who had been homeless for a part of his childhood, was also trying to take care of his mother. Hoping to make a quick windfall, he agreed to drive a local drug dealer who was planning to kidnap a rival's girlfriend. And they got caught. Cobb served 6.5 years for his first and only criminal conviction. Both Cobb and Randolph committed felonies after serving in the armed forces. Both also say they could have done a better job taking advantage of military benefits after service, like money to pay for school. But Randolph says he joined the Navy because he knew college wouldn't be a good fit. He resents that his specialized experience, fixing A-6 jets, wasn't recognized outside the military.
I'm bitter because I thought that when I came home, the doors was going to be open. Oh, you're a vet. We're going to help you.
He was released from prison in April 2016 and hopes to start his own commercial trucking company, an idea he got from a job training class while in prison.
It's kind of strange to say, but I think prison life got me more ready for society than the service.
He says he wants to start a business so he can hire other people in his shoes. Bill Cobb became a professional advocate for ex-offenders after being fired repeatedly when employers found out he'd done time. Cobb and Randolph both spent less than a decade behind bars and are now focused on the future. Meanwhile, Melvin Dill, who served in the Marine Corps during Vietnam, has made it his goal to help veterans currently in prison, some for life.
I believe 45 and 50 years for a crime, That's enough time. I mean, I think treatment is much better than incarceration.
Dill received mental health treatment and a lenient sentence after committing a crime that stemmed from a traumatic injury while serving. He's currently working with Pennsylvania legislators on an act that would give other veterans who commit crimes a second chance.
It's going to introduce why veterans need some type of parole, some type of pardon for their crimes, due to the fact that they did have military injuries that caused them to commit a criminal act.
California, Minnesota, Illinois, and New Hampshire already have similar laws, which also make sure war-related psychological injuries count in court. Besides lobbying Harrisburg, Dill sees his role as being a face and voice for veterans who are invisible to the general public. For WHYY, I'm Laura Benchoff.